بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أحسن القائل: إن لله عبادا فطنا، طلقوا الدنيا وخافوا الفتنة، نظروا فيها فلما علموا أنها ليست لحي وطنا، جعلوها لجة واتخذوا صالح الأعمال فيها سفنا. We are still reading the introduction, the foreword of this kitab, Riyad al-Salihin. And it is very important to keep that in mind so that we know for what the whole kitab has been compiled, all the hadith that have been compiled, for what reason. And as we have read from the beginning, it is to prepare us for the akhirat, to realize that this worldly life is a temporary life. We need this life, but our real life is the akhirat. This is not our object, this dunya's life. And the Islam has taught us sufficiently how to live our lives in this dunya also, so that we get the full benefit of this dunya, which is to prepare for the akhirah, and that we don't have difficulty in this life, but that we don't forget our real object of the year after. For that, the compiler Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has quoted a beautiful poem, and we translated and explained a little bit of the first lines of the poem, which are Inna lillahi ibadan futana, that Allah Ta'ala has got a few very selected servants of His who look very deep into matters, who have a deep insight and don't look at things just superficially and not just for now what we have to do, but they keep everything in mind for the future, what the results of our actions will be as well. In consequence, they realized طَلَّقُ الدُّنْيَا, they gave talaq to dunya, that this dunya is not a thing worth living with. It is just a necessity, and it is not to put one's heart into this dunya. And why did they divorce this dunya? That is, they had nothing to do with this dunya. وَخَافُ الْفِتَنَا, they feared the fitna of this, the temptations of this world. The temptations which appear very rosy and very have great glitter and glamour to a person is attracted to them. And also the other fitna, the fears this dunya puts into us, that what will happen in your old age, if you get sick, what will happen, you meet with an accident, what will happen, all types of fears also which this dunya presents to a person. So they avoided all that. Further, نَظَرُوا فِيهَا, they looked with deep insight into the matters of this dunya. Like we also look into the matters, we prepare for the future, but our future is just limited to this dunya generally. Very seldom do we look at matters with keeping akhirat in mind. How my maut will come, what will be my qabr like, a long time that I have to spend in the qabr, the day of qiyamah, how it will be, I'll have to account for all my deeds, and after that pull sirat also still, and then all the other tasks of the day of qiyamah, how will I fare there? And the greatest fear that a person will have, whether I'll get saved from Jahannam and whether I will enter into Jannah. So these people did not only give it as a light thought, but a very, very deep thought. They looked at it very, very deeply. We also all accept we have to die. The whole world accepts it. Even non-Muslims know they have to die. But what does it just mean we're going to die and that's all? No, a person who thinks a bit further, he knows there is much more to it. And also that this dunya is just a temporary abode. As one person, I went to a palace of a king and asked the king, what place is this? So he said, can't you see what place is this? This is the palace of the king. All the beauty, all the decoration, whatever there might be. So he looked around, then he said, it appears like a lodge to me, a musafir khana. The king became very angry and upset. My palace, you calling it a musafir khana? You calling it a lodge? This is not a musafir khana, not a lodge. So he looked around again, and then he asked the king, who lived here before you? So he said, my father lived here, he was the king, I am his heir, I am the king now. And before your father, my grandfather. So he was living here.
So he says, where are they now? They are gone. So he said, this is just a musafir khana, that he left for his time, he went away. Your father left for his time, he went away. You live in your time and you'll go away. So even that the palace which appears so beautiful, so that is what this dunya is. It is just a musafir khana. Some travelers like us, we are here now, we are living here. We'll go away, others will come and they will take our place. They will live and they will also go away. So we just musafir here in this musafir khana. And the real place of eternity is the akhirat. May Allah save us. Jahannam is that place that when the people have entered and right till the end, when nobody else will be taken out, Allah will say, now forever and ever you live here. And would the adhab is so terrible. And for the people of Jannat, once the last person who has to enter Jannat will have entered, Allah will say, you live forever. So that is the real watan. That is the real place, destination, the akhirat, not this dunya. So these are those people who look deep into this matters, did not just take it lightly. And they realize that this world is not a place for the living. It's not a permanent abode. It is just a temporary abode. And the real life is the life of the akhirat. And that is what we have to prepare for. So it is a matter of not just making ibadat here, or not just a matter of passing our life here, but it is really to consider that that life is the real life and where we're going to stay forever. If we look at it like that and we read this kitab, then we will benefit fully from this kitab. But if we take this kitab just for barakat, we sit here, we get sawab, we just add to our information, our knowledge, then we won't get that benefit. But if we keep this in mind, that my real place of living forever is the akhirat, and for that this hadith, Mubarak hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have been compiled, then we will get that full benefit and it will come into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.